أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولا تمش في الأرض مرحا إنك لن تخرق الأرض ولن تبلغ الجبال طولا. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed us to give the measure in full. When it comes to our business dealings, when it comes to trade, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed us that we should trade in a just and fair way. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits us from pursuing things the knowledge of which is not with us. In today's ayah, ayah number 37 of Surah Bani Israel, Allah says, وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Another instruction. Allah says, do not walk on earth haughtily, with arrogance and with pride. إِنَّكَ لَن تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ. Allah says, you will never be able to tear the earth apart. وَلَن تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. And you can never match the mountains in height. Allah gives us two figurative expressions regarding two characteristics that are found in an arrogant person, a proud and haughty person. Number one, Allah says, through your haughtiness and through your arrogance, you can never tear the earth apart. What does this mean? That you cannot exert force on earth to such a point that you will tear the earth apart. One characteristic of the arrogant person, we learn from this, is he exerts force on others. He exerts his opinion on others. He exerts his view on others. That is sign of arrogance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses a figurative expression to explain that. That exerting force all the time, you will never be able to tear the earth apart. That is the first characteristic, to exert force on others. And the second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you can never match the mountains in height. Meaning that the arrogant person considers himself to be superior to others. He considers himself to be better than others. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't ever walk on earth in this manner. Don't live on earth in this manner, showing pride and arrogance. Kullu dhalik. After mentioning all those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from, Allah says, all of that, كَانَ سَيِّئُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. It's evil, all what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. There were a number of things that Allah spoke about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about killing children out of fear of poverty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of miserliness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of zina and going near zina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of murder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the way in which we manage the funds of the orphan child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today speaks of pride and arrogance. Allah says all of that, all the above that Allah has mentioned. Allah says its evil is certainly detested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كُلُّ ذَلِكَ كَانَ سَيِّئُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ مَكْرُوهًا. The evil of all those things mentioned above is indeed detestable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, ذَلِكَ مِمَّا أَوْحَى إِلَيْكَ رَبُّكَ مِنَ الْحِكْمَةِ. This that we have mentioned and that we have revealed and that we have discussed over the past few days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is only part of the wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ. Do not set up an ilah, any other ilah, along with Allah. Don't take any other ilah as your deity, any other ilah as your God, any other ilah as your source of comfort and your source of assistance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, along with Allah, do not take any other ilah unto yourself. فَتُلْقَى فِي جَهَنَّمْ. Lest you are cast into Jahannam, مَلُومًا مَدْحُورًا. Blamed, reproached, and despised. أَفَأَصْفَاكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِالْبَنِينَ وَاتَّخَذَ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنَاثًا. In the pre-Islamic era and the mushrikeen, they believed that a woman and a female was a source of misfortune and was a source of disgrace, a source of humiliation. They believed this. They considered women to be subhuman and they considered her to be a worthless creature that did not yield any benefit. So they looked down on the women. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them, because they claimed that the malaika are females. They would say, we have male children. They would keep the male children. They would, in most instances, bury the female offspring because they did not want to face the humiliation of fathering and bringing up and nurturing a woman or a female child in their homes. So they would keep the male children, and they would claim that we have males, we have male children, we have male offspring. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has malaika, He has daughters. And they looked down upon the daughters. And they would say that the malaika are females, whereas we know that the malaika are genderless. Malaika are neither male nor female. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions them, and He says, "Afa asfakum rabbukum bil banin?" Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose you to have sons? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose sons for you and choose male offspring for you? وَاتَّخَذَ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنَاثًا. And He took unto Himself girls, He took unto Himself daughters from the angels. إِنَّكُمْ لَتَقُولُونَ قَوْلًا عَظِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, you are saying and you are making a very terrible statement. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.